Thank you and good afternoon. Wednesday afternoon, multiple law enforcement agencies conducted a gang sweep operation at 19 locations in the Eureka, Cutton, and McKinleyville areas, and as a result, 9 arrests were made in Eureka, with the Hash Lab and Counterfeit Bill operation being dismantled in the process. During the 7-hour operation, Eureka police went to a residence in the 600 block of Summer Street in Eureka and arrested Shannon Campbell and Rachel Nays. During a search of the residence, a butane hash oil lab was located, as well as some hash, heroin, meth, and $740 in counterfeit bills. Kevin Haberman was arrested at a residence in the 2100 block of Home Drive in Eureka, and a search of the residence turned up 4.5 pounds of processed marijuana and ammunition for a firearm. 6 more suspects were arrested during the gang sweep, and all of them were booked for outstanding warrants and parole violation. A 2-vehicle collision occurred at the intersection of 6th and 8th Street in Eureka earlier this afternoon that resulted in one of the vehicles taking out a traffic signal post. Details are scarce at this time, but both drivers involved in the collision were conscious and were taken to the hospital. We will update you on the collision as more information becomes available. A federal bill is making progress through the Senate. Dan Squire has more.
A federal bill supported by both Congressman Jared Huffman and Senator Dianne Feinstein is moving steadily through the Senate Judiciary Committee. The Plant Act, protecting lands from narcotic trafficking, is moving ahead, and if passed, will impose severe penalties for those convicted of growing marijuana on public lands and for those who trespass and grow illegally on private lands as well. The bill increases penalties for environmental damage caused by clear-cutting, water diversion, soil and earth movement, along with other harmful impacts to local plant and wildlife. In 2014 alone, more than 600,000 plants were eradicated at grow sites on public lands. The vast majority of those plants were found in California.
Thank you, Dan. Wednesday morning, a sheriff's deputy on foot patrol in Garberville contacted 2 people who were in a vehicle parked in a private parking lot in the 400 block of Maple Lane. Sean Stringfellow was found to be on probation with a search clause, while his companion was identified as Heidi Dirch. A search of the vehicle turned up more than an ounce of black tar heroin, scales, packaging materials, and about 5 pounds of processed marijuana. Dirch was found to be in direct possession of heroin and drug paraphernalia, and both she and Stringfellow were arrested and booked for possession, possession for sale, and probation violation. The Red Way Community Service District continues to work on preventing a sewage spill into the Eel River. The problem came when a landslide occurred at the location where the sewer main crosses the river to the waste treatment plant, and the district has been working on this problem since Wednesday morning. Residents of Red Way have been asked to conserve water and to minimize the use of wastewater service while the pipeline is being worked on, and repairs are expected to continue through the weekend. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg appeared on Talk Shop Wednesday afternoon and took a good amount of time to talk about the general plan update. Sundberg said that the update is nearly complete and that planning issues are always a concern to property owners. He pointed out the county has mailed every property owner in the county about any proposed changes that could affect their properties, and they can provide feedback with any concerns.
So if you're zoned R1 and they're talking about changing it to AG, ag, single family residence to ag, there is a big difference. Yeah. And I'm not saying that's happening anywhere, but it's just, you know, we are letting people know what the difference is. You know, you can get a hold of us and say, this is not what I want on my property. We want, this is how I see it being used in the future. Here's what the other people around me are doing.
Sundberg also pointed out that since the initial work began on the general plan update, the county and its committees have changed drastically.
Most of it's just a lot of cleanup. You know, just things have changed and our technology's changed, communities have grown, community values have changed. So we need to make sure that the land use and zoning is reflective of what is on the ground and what the community wants.
Public feedback is always welcome, and any public comments sent to supervisors or the Planning Commission are cached online. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.